It's the old Mrs. Robinson. She's loved more than you would know.
Brutal Truth Thursday. Here we go. Last Thursday of every month, right it's throughout arrived. The footy season.
You can't handle the truth.
I reckon we can, mate. I reckon we can.
Well, this is either going to be a tremendous success,
or it's going to die.
One of us is going to lose our jobs.
Righto.
But that's okay. It's okay. It's been a good week for football this week. It's been a very good week for football.
I think your article early days about a ceasefire.
Ceasefire on Mick.
Whether they fell in line or not because of it, it's a different story. But I think most fell in line with that way of thinking.
Yeah, with that way of thinking.
With that way of thinking, for sure. Whether you led the charge or not, I don't know. But certainly it's been a respectful week.
Oh, it's been a terrific week. You know, just by the Herald Sun today, there's 9 pages of Maltas. Now, a lot of people might say that's a little bit too much. But there's some major records in this competition. One of them is most games coached. It's a terrific effort. To think a man, some coaches, Ox, such as Mark Neal, last what? Season and a
year and a half.
Year and a half. Tim Watson, year and a half.
Yep.
KB?
3, 4.
Did well. Jeez, well done. Well,
he
KB.
He had seven wins in 1 year, so they gave him an extension.
For a guy to coach 714 games in there, and it is a jungle. The coaching environment is a jungle, and he has survived, and he's gone through so many changes in the game. It's been a terrific performance.
First question.
Yep.
Brutal honesty required.
This is from everyone?
Yeah, from everybody, from absolutely everybody.
We're on Periscope too, if you want to join in.
We see what coaching does to so many. You see them go grey in their coaching journey.
Tim Watson's great story in the other morning.
Yeah.
On attacking a bloke down at the Yarra River.
Yeah. Do you reckon 714 games have affected Mick Malthouse mentally? It's an interesting way to look at it.
That's a great question. No.
Do you reckon Mick's got more guarded as the years have gone on, or has he always been the way Mick is?
No, I think he's always been guarded, from what I know, and talking to Mike Shan before that.
Mm-hmm.
You remember he was a pretty aggressive footballer.
I remember him.
I don't remember him.
Oh, I do. I remember him.
Do you not remember?
I
remember
him. He was a mongrel, and I used to.
I mean,
hate
you guys
him for
are a bit older than me.
Admired him as well.
He was what was known as a dirty tough bastard.
Yeah, he was.
And
I hated
that's
him
what
as
he
a
was.
Kid.
He was a halfback flanker and. If things had to be done, people did them, and Malthouse was one of them. See, he was such a competitor.
Who was tougher, him or Sheeds?
Who was tougher? Oh, I can't answer that. Who was... I reckon Sheedy... Ooh. Geez, that's a good one. I mean, Sheedy was a dirty, tough bastard as well. Mm. And that's a nice way of putting it.
That was the game. That was the game.
And that's that was an accepted part of the game
that
you could... Belt blokes.
Yes, it was. And that's probably half the reason that they used to get 122,000 to the MCG on Grand Final.
Coliseum.
It was a Coliseum.
But there was no better in the crowds as well, mate. Mm. There was fights everywhere in the crowds. It was. I think it's an era. If you could transport young people back to there now, they'd be amazed at what they saw at footy games.
Mm.
People were carrying eskies, slabs of beer.
Yep.
Into the games.
Yep.
Remember, it was just ridiculous.
Remember the MCG behind the goals? I think it was the Punt Road end. There were no seats, and it was just...
No, that was...
Was it the other end?
No, it was Brunton Avenue end.
Brunton Avenue end. There was no seats.
There was no seats. It was just concrete.
That was just a concrete area where you'd stand, and there were slabs, and you didn't really have to go to the bathroom.
No, it's not an ideal time of our lives, I don't think.
I don't think we look back fondly on those days.
Mick was a competitive person... playing footy. One thing I have learnt reading a lot of stuff this week, you know, everyone's a product of their upbringing, and, you know, I knew Mick was from Ballarat. He was from North Ballarat. Who else was from North Ballarat? Made himself pretty famous in footy.
Plugger.
So we've got Plugger and Mick Malthouse from the same football club.
Two pretty friendly, warming type.
But the one football club has produced...
I know.
The greatest goal kicker and the guy's coached the most greatest games. Coach, that's incredible.
They're both from North Ballarat, were they?
Yeah, they're from a country football club. Mm. And, you know, and he was you know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. From what I've read, he did it hard. His family did it hard. He was a working class family. So when you're in that sort of situation through the 50s and 60s, I mean, that's a hard time. And then he was a hard footballer. People would say he was a bit of a sniper, but he was a hard player as well. And then he became one of the most competitive coaches. They're all competitive, but he had flashes of... He gave people flashes of himself, his character, in that football window. Clearly he's a nice bloke away from football.
Clearly, yeah.
Has to be.
Clearly.
Of course he is.
Clearly. There's too much
now,
love.
In football, there's a lot of people who've got different thoughts on Malthouse.
He worked at SEN. Remember the year he worked here?
He did. He was really good.
He was unbelievable. I can't tell you how pleasant he was to work with, how engaging he was, and how informative
Everyone spoke so highly
of
him.
He was brilliant.
And actually, happy to be there. He was always rapt to see and to be there.
And first there, last to leave sort of stuff. Mm. Like, he was really into it. So, good luck to him. Good luck. I hope he has a great weekend, and I hope he really, you know, cherishes the moment.
He does. He is. Yeah, he is now. He's really
accepting. It's awesome. It's awesome for the game.
We had our brutal. We had our brutal moment. Brutal truth moment. Myself and Mick.
Did you?
Go on.
When Mick was working for us, I think he was working for us. I can't remember. He might have.
We're talking about these
at SEN. At the SEN. At SEN.
Oh, I remember this.
And I asked him a question. He didn't answer it.
On radio.
No, he mustn't have. He must have been working. It was either before or after. I asked him a question on air and he just refused to answer it.
What, did he shake his head? Or
no,
just,
I don't
just
know.
Quiet?
I couldn't see him. He was elsewhere. He wasn't where
and
we were.
What, did you repeat it?
And he goes, "Who's that?" I said, "Well, it's Mark Robinson here." And then he didn't answer. Didn't say anything else. And he rang me up after the show.
What did he say?
On a Saturday afternoon. The number come up. Didn't know it. Never answer a mobile number.
Did you get a spray or not?
No, we had a good 25-minute
Did you cop a spray? This is a brutal first day.
Yeah, it was. He gave it to me. I gave it back to him. I explained where I was coming from.
If it was a fight, if it was a boxing match, who got the points decision? Because you're good on the lip. You're pretty quick.
He was angrier. He was angrier.
Would you be speaking out of school if we heard about that call after the break? Can you actually tell us the basics?
No problem. Yeah.
All right, we'll hear that after the break. Let's get to the 7 newsroom. Tim Watson's there. G'day, Tim.
Are you going to leave me hanging? I've got to come back after the break to hear the story.
Listen in to the phone conversation.
We'll periscope it for you, Tim.
Great radio. Hey, Tim, great radio from you on Monday morning here on SEN.
What did I do on Monday?
You spoke about your little walk along the Yarra.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, yes. Yes.
That was brutal Thursday.
On Monday morning.
On Monday morning. It was a great story. Yeah. Interesting story.
No, we'll bury that one now, Robert. On 7 News, the state's premier takes Spring Street by surprise, announcing the government is considering a $5.5 billion plan for an alternative crossing to the Westgate Bridge. The new tollway would connect the CityLink and the Westgate freeways. A Narre Warren teenager arrested during anti-terror raids is facing more charges. Children's sport is being played on sports ovals where soil contaminated with asbestos was dumped without parents being told. A baby trapped in rubble in the pool has been found alive. This is a miracle. In sport, all the ins and outs for round 5 of AFL. A cycling medical officer opens a car door on a competitor with painful results over in Europe. James, along with the 8-day forecast. Peter Mitchell with 7 News at 6.
Good on you, Tim. Speak with you Monday. And we're going to hear about this phone conversation as much as we can anyway. Between Mark Robinson and Mick Malthouse straight after the break.
A lot of people just wanted to note, not only Mick Malthouse and Tony Lockett from North Ballarat.
Who else?
Steve Jurica. So I just want to put that in the book.
What's wrong with you, mate?
As well. No, I'm telling you, it's come through right, loud and clear on the SMS.
The phone conversation in a tick.
And the truth shall set you free!
Your drive home, thanks to Gisborne Village. Land sales office open this weekend. GisborneVillage.com.au.
Hello to life changing all the time. Say hello to good things and all that you can't find. Wherever you go, say hello.
Wanting to sell your property this year?
Well, cross it off your list today by contacting one of the four offices at Chisholm & Gaiman.
9531 1245.
Or online at chisholmgaiman.com.au.
Wherever you go, say hello.
At Cromagen, our solar and hot water systems really are the natural choice. Being one of the greenest systems on the market, our SmartLine solar hot water system is the easiest to install. Supplied pre-assembled, it will save you time on site, giving you the freedom to get more done. At Cromagen, we keep things simple, and that means providing a value for money solution and delivery direct to your worksite. With a history that spans over 50 years, we're proud to be Victoria's number one solar hot water system provider to the building trade. Cromagen, the natural choice. Find us at cromagen.com.
Please gather for the Employee of the Month announcement.
Morning all. This month, it's a three-way tie. These three have really been pulling their weight. Congratulations, Doblo, Scudo and Ducato.
Not again.
With category-breaking value across the entire Fiat Professional range, including the Doblo, the Scudo and the Ducato, and with a $500 discount on all new Fiat Professional vans for ABN holders, why not upgrade your most valued business asset today? Terms and conditions apply. For details, see your dealer or visit fiat.com.au.
This season, the game goes to a new level. I'll go past you. The game demands more strength. I'll have more power than you. The game wants more skill. I'm already there, kicking it in my concave boots.
Concave, official boot of the Geelong Cats. Find your Concave retailer at concave.com.
The game is ours.
Oh, check out the view, boys.
Oh, I'll get my phone.
Yeah, good idea. We'll watch the race.
They're off now. All eyes to Vegas.
Watch every Victorian race live on your mobile, anywhere. Free with Sportsbet. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
SEM Sky Traffic.
Still got emergency crews blocking a lane inbound on the Monash Freeway just after Warragul Road following a truck fire. Delays back around Huntingdale Road. Now outbound traffic at a crawl from the city end all the way out through Narre Warren. The Westgate outbound, a stop-start run from Montague Street over the bridge out to the Prince's Freeway picks up in a couple of brief spots. No relief for the Tuller outbound, choked up from the Westgate out to the Ring Road. Got a smash now in Listerfield on Wellington Road at Listerfield Road. One in Oakley South on North Road near Horton Road. Looks very heavy both ways through there. Also in Narre Warren on Narre Warren North Road near the Prince's Highway. Terry White Chemist Mother's Day sale is on now. You'll find Calvin Klein Euphoria EDP Spray 100ml, only $39. Head into your local Terry White Chemist store today. That's the latest SEN Sky Traffic.
On 1116 SEN, the run home with David Schwartz and Mark Allen. Get in on the double to Hyundai's Double Up event and community training initiatives. Take the next step towards your builder's license. Visit ctibuild.com.au.
Mark Robinson's in from the Herald Sun's Brutal Truth Thursday. Righto, Robbo. Mick Malthouse, you asked Mick Malthouse a question. He didn't answer. He called you after the show.
Yep. What he had every right to call me. He, I'd been writing some pointed articles about Mick. Mick rang me up to tell me that how can I expect an answer from him after what I've been writing? And I said, well, we're in those situations. We're on the radio and this is what happens. And we had a pretty strong chat. He was probably laying more punches than I was. He was angrier than me.
Were you evading or were you taking them?
No, I was on the phone, so I was interrupting as best I could. And at the end, I remember that it ended like this. I said, well, where's that leave us? He goes, I don't know. Bang. And hung up. But it was an adult chat. It wasn't.
Is that the biggest fight you've had with a coach?
No.
Oh.
No. I really like Dennis Pagan. I mean that. I really, really like Dennis. But one day at the G, you know how you used to walk up the players' race?
Yeah.
He asked me out after the press conference. I thought he was going to ask me something. I don't know. And so he was in front of me and I was walking up the race with him and he stopped and turned around. He was level with me.
Yeah.
And about an inch from my face, he went bananas. And I was taken back.
Really? Spit in the face,
yeah,
type bananas?
Yeah, spittle, swearing. Oh, yeah, he was very, 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 very...
Are you going to do a bit of kung fu fighting stuff?
And again, I reckon Dennis is terrific. Yeah. I think he's been fantastic for footy and everyone thought, I really have some great
conversations.
Right,
there's some honesty.
Do you swear on the Constitution of the United States to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Ain't no bang.
What was that from?
Ain't Nothing.
What was that? Liar Liar or something? Liar Liar 2.
Liar Liar.
Flying High 2.
Oh, Flying High 2.
I know. Thank you, Mark. Thanks for getting that one out.
Hey, Robbo, just brutal truth, and this is one on you.
More brutal.
Did you think you were going to die when you had neuralgia?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Was there a point where you were hoping?
No. Oh.
Was there a point? A point. A point.
Yeah, I did text someone. I said, I feel suicidal.
Yeah.
I felt.
Was that bad?
The pain was horrific, mate. Yeah, it was horrific. Don't take me back there. I don't want to go back there.
You're a fighter.
No, I just don't want to go back there. I don't want to go back there. The most exciting story from last weekend, it was a great weekend of football. And I want to ask you about this, Ox. Jesse Hogan. Remember, this is Brutal Truth Thursday. Mm-hmm. I wrote that the last time Melbourne had seen a key forward like this was D. Schwartz. Were you better than him at the same time?
Yeah, that's fair enough. Were you better than him?
We were different.
That's not the question or answer.
Were you better than him at the same time?
Handle the truth.
Come on.
In four games.
Were you better than him?
Could you jump higher than him?
I could definitely jump higher than him.
Were you more nimble?
I'd jump higher than Kuta, Mark.
He could jump, mate. He could jump.
You don't believe that, do you?
You were clearly more nimble than Jesse Hogan.
Quicker?
Yep.
Aggression?
Yeah, similar.
Similar aggression. Better hand. Have you heard who's got the better hands?
This is hard.
You're not only.
You got to win every one.
I got him.
You got him on the hands. You got him on the hands, the speed, the jump, and the agility.
And kick.
And you're better kick as well.
Easy.
What about team man?
He's got better knees.
He's got better knees.
Fingers crossed.
How exciting was it for you to watch a guy emerge at your football club?
I've been saying this to Marco for 2 years, that we've got a player down at Melbourne that could be the next Jonathan Brown. And when I talk about Jonathan Brown...
Yeah, you did say Jonathan Brown, did you?
We're talking about a presence up in the forward line that you can build a side around. And to see him get the opportunity for his body to hold up. Because when he did his back, I was really, really concerned that we weren't going to see what he could deliver.
Mm.
And I can't tell you how many phone calls and SMSs and messages I've got just about how excited Melbourne people are. Yep. It is the most... And I don't want to moz him. I don't want to do any of that. But it is so enjoyable to get positive thoughts and positive comments about a bloke. He's just doing what he does, and that's playful.
It is. It's great. And the first 4 weeks of the season, to see the Doggies fans and the Melbourne fans and the AFL headquarters smiling because GWS are playing well. I mean, GWS are playing some unbelievable football. No, now, the opposition hasn't...
No, they're the real deal.
Yeah, the opposition hasn't been as high as others, but the way they move the ball, Ox.
You'll be brutally honest here.
Yep.
Have Gold Coast stuffed up with the Blue McKenna Rocketdy decision?
Yes.
Yep. Why? Tell us
on
why.
On available evidence, yes.
Because when you start hearing that Rocketdy has to re-educate, I mean, based on last year, that doesn't sound right.
We had the Rocket and Robbo show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
He has to re-educate his players? I mean, they almost got in there. Last year. Gary Ablett away from playing finals and on this massive improvement curve. That can't be right.
Yeah, it's on the available evidence, it's been wrong. It's been a bad call.
No, it sounds wrong, doesn't it? If we're being brutal, that sounds like crap.
Yeah, but it's a very unique situation. What's going on?
Has someone put our phones on during the break?
I don't think so.
Apologise for that, peoples.
You know, Andrew Hamilton wrote a great piece for the Courier Mail about this group of young men went to the Gold Coast and they were treated with warmth and love, you know, because they was too scared that they were going to leave and go home. I'm not staying here. So they got lots of money, you know, they were pampered and they had tremendous talent when the ball was going their way. We saw that. They actually had a couple of wins of substance last year. There's no doubt. Absolutely no doubt. And well, that win over Collingwood.
Yeah, it was a ripper.
It was they're like foundation wins, you know. Yeah. Wow, this is what we know we can do. This is we build from here. And to think from that moment, and Gazza went down, and Blue McKenna got sacked, to here we are, zip four, and basically the entire competition is questioning the substance of their players.
Mm.
You know, and it's been an incredible turnaround. Now maybe Rocket's gone up there and he's hit him between the eyes. Maybe he's teaching him how to play finals football. But it's not working. Someone's going to give, and it won't be the coach. So those players have got to get in line, or they won't be there.
Mm.
It's as simple as that. Mm.
How long can Richmond supporters tolerate what happens there at their club?
How long? Well, they have to. They've tolerated it for so long. This game this Saturday is just... enormous.
If they don't make finals this year, the Tigers.
Yep.
Is that it? This we start again with Richmond?
No, they can't start again. They've just got to keep working and improving. You can't sort of.
No. You can start again. You can, as Rocket said, and as a lot of coaches say, you get to a point and you go, well, is Trent Cotchin going to be there in 4 years? Half our players going to be there in 5 years when we win a premiership? Probably not. Maybe we need to start being aggressive at the trade table, start, you know, getting rid of a few players, get some younger players in. Yeah, if you want to be brutally honest, about Richmond, they've got a dozen really good players. The depth goes down pretty quickly.
They haven't got enough talent.
They haven't got enough talent. Mm. So how you just can't go and buy talent. You just can't go and bring it unless you give away some
good
players.
If they don't make the finals, should Damien Hardwick stay as coach?
I don't think so. I loved him, and we had him in here. I tipped him to win the flag. I had real belief in them this year, but that would not be acceptable. You know, to have gone to finals for 2 years, have a list that we think is capable of playing footy.
Are they? Is it?
No,
did we get overawed last year when they come home and by winning 9, they were 3-10 when the pressure was on.
Hmm.
When the pressure was on, they were three and ten.
When the season was hot, they were 3-10. That's a really good point, Robbo. Brendan Gale has had a word about the Tigers. Their lack of talent on Footy Classified. Let's have a listen.
As we have always maintained, there is no quick fix and there are no shortcuts.
Well, it's certainly not quick.
And we are doing this, in a very methodical, measured fashion. I reckon, at best, at full strength, we're a reasonable football team. Well, we're not a great football team, we're a reasonable football team. But when we don't have our best out in the park, we have injuries, I think we fall away talent-wise. That's not an excuse, that is what it is.
Well, he's identified it, so they clearly don't run deep enough.
They don't. So they've got to keep their good players and try and improve that depth.
But they've had a great run with injuries on those players. Brett Deledio hadn't missed a game up until pretty much this year. Like, he'd had an enormous run.
Started last
Trent Cotchin plays pretty much each week. Jack Revol plays pretty much each week. Alex Rance plays. Well, he missed a little bit of footy, but
last year,
And we've seen this many times. Hawthorn are defined not by players 1 to 10. They're defined by players 15 to 30. That's why they're a good side. Port Adelaide the same. Sydney the same. Well, Sydney not so much because they've had they've always had a really deep 25.
Yeah, they have.
But other sides, you have a look at Essendon now. Essendon bat a lot deeper than what they did 2 years ago.
Mm.
So Richmond, as much as the holes that they've plugged in the last 3 years, probably almost as a consequence, they haven't been able to get the depth that they need to really sustain, you know, long injuries and big injuries.
Why did they go after Jack Chengrove? The guy, he's got a bung foot, and hopefully it's navicular, so hopefully it gets right and he comes back and plays.
Yeah,
he lost all his speed. He's a hard nut, and he was struggling with the speed of the game. Richmond were considering him.
It's a really odd thing.
It's
a really good question. Some of our listeners want to get in on Brutal Thursdays as well. Simon's in Mount Martha. G'day, Simon.
G'day, boys. Passionate Richmond supporter. You're spot on. If we put a performance up against how we did with Melbourne this weekend in Geelong, I mean, the two sides we've lost to, Bulldogs and Melbourne, both hard. Richmond were hopeless on.
Well, who's letting you down, Simon? On Brutal Thursday, who's letting you down on field?
Who's letting us down? I think the big issue we're having is what's frustrating me is I'm fine with the back line, I'm fine with the mids, but we get it in the forward line And without Jack, it doesn't stay in there. It just comes straight out.
Yeah, no small forwards. You traded out Robbie Nahas. Jay King left. Nathan Foley's not out in the park. You haven't been able to replenish.
Holes everywhere. Absolutely.
I feel sorry for Jack.
Jack tries his heart out.
Of course he does.
Week in, week out.
But he's the lone ranger down there. Where's Tondo and Hi-Ho Silver? And
but surely Richmond know that. Surely the coaches know what's going on. Surely they've got to identify some young players who can tackle, chase and pressure and keep the ball down their end. Now, that's not they're not skillful acts of football. That is just tough and relentless acting.
I would have thought Ben Lennon, young Ben Lennon, might have been getting more opportunities this year. He might be injured. I don't know. But I thought he might have been
a young
fella.
He's in the team.
He's in the team.
He's in the team this week.
Ross is in Forest Hill. G'day, Ross. Last one for a little while.
I appreciate you taking the call, fellas.
No worries.
Now, brutal truth from, yes, all right, I'm a Swan supporter, but I lived in Canberra for 10 years and seen what the change in Australian football from the last 20 years. I don't care how much the Hawthorn and Collingwood supporters and the strong Victorian clubs don't like it. All the academy players north of the border, both borders, need to go to the local teams because they need every player out of New South Wales and Queensland to remain viable. And the reality is, if they are viable and successful, everybody wins because the TV rights are worth, multiples more if we've got strong teams in New South Wales and Queensland.
Not all of them.
I like the fact that everyone's a winner. I support the academies. But they can't have access to all kids. What will happen if we get some successful kids out of the academy, and it looks like we are, that hopefully will encourage young kids to play AFL. So what happens then? More kids go to the academies. We can't have the northern teams having just open slather on the states because it'll get more popular, the game. So we've got to they've got to have a system in place where they can, one a year. I don't know, just off the top of my head, one every 2 years. If they're going to be the guns, it's not fair that they maybe pick up one, two or three draft pick every year. But it needs to win. It has to win for everyone.